the king, you a king, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body so got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. Align already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. Align already,
it's time already. Guys, time already. Okay, we're done, sir. We're the market. And welcome to the third episode of the first season of the Situation Check Podcast. And of course, I'm your favorite host, Zainab is my name. I'm a voiceover artist, in case you didn't know. Yep. So let your adverts start rolling in. Of course, I'm a media personnel too. I'm a founder of Kiswa Media. Why? Because I love sharing information. I love broadcasting. I don't mean WhatsApp broadcasting this scenario, please. Anybody can just do a WhatsApp broadcast. So I love it when I use the word of my mouth to address, to inform, to explore, and of course to promote. And part of it is what I'm using the podcast platform to achieve. So don't be shy to sign me as your brand ambassador. I'm ready to discover, to promote, and to celebrate excellence, guys. Like I said earlier, this is a safe platform where we will discover and celebrate African excellence, bringing you African tourism destination right in front of you. We're also promoting businesses in Africa and preferring solutions to some problems bothering young tour operators as well as young entrepreneurs to overcome their hurdles. However, today, I'll be walking you through another fantastic tourism destination. So if you're driving, drive carefully, sit tight, not on the fence, and be careful with your utensils in the kitchen. So, of the ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third episode of the Situation Check Podcast. So, today, guys, I will be revealing to us places to go hiking in Nigeria. Like, for tourists who love to go hiking, you see, if you actually don't know this before, it's time to do so. And if you are aware of it as well, I think there is nothing bad if you are also reminded that. Like, hiking has a lot of health benefits. I don't even know whether those that even go for hiking even know that as well. But I think they should. It has a lot of health benefits, like boosting immune functions, like interacting with skin, like diminishing joint pains. Wow! So you see now, when I said earlier that hiking also has a lot of benefits, forget the fact that you are exploring destination, you are also giving your body some benefits, some health benefits. Plus, you even get to discover new areas and neighbors that you may never have explored otherwise. You know, think about, you go on hiking, you know, hiking is a single destination. Now, you're reaching the summit of the hill or the mountain, then see places like what a whole city has to offer. That's amazing, guys. That's amazing. So I think to now get the most out of your hike adventure, you have to, there's a saying that if you actually fail to prepare, I don't know what I get, like, you have to prepare to fail, but I don't think anybody will prepare to fail. No. So it's better to prepare ahead. So today I will be dishing out guides to go hiking. But before that, I will also be revealing to us places to go hiking in Nigeria. And the goal, guys, at the end of this episode, the third episode of the Situation Check Podcast, is to have you pick a trail, a high destination. You pick a date, identify a fella or girl to join your fellowship on the high adventure. You got the remedy, I say you got the remedy.
Shine your body, shine your body. Long live the king, you king, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body's all got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it.
Top five is so true that you can actually pick from. Just five, oh. Hey, I'm not actually bringing you all the itunes in Nigeria. I'll be giving you just five you need to pick from. And we would love to visit all these five. Fine, it's good. But like I used to say, guys, every destination I'm bringing to you on this station checkpoint. Cast. You need to see with your own eyes, your own kuru eyes. You know, the slogan for this Situation Check podcast is, it's time, like I used to say, it's time to talk the walk. Like, you need to walk it yourself. But I'm actually bringing this to you via the word of mouth, so you can have the urge, like, wow, there's actually a destination like this in Nigeria. Yeah, there are a lot of destination, amazing ones, fascinating destination, a lot of them in Nigeria. Of course, I'll be giving you five hike trails destination here in Nigeria you can visit if you actually want to go hiking. So now the first hike destination, hike trails on my list is Adwa Wai Lake. Oh my god, a lot of people, you know, guys, okay, if you need to know this, if you're actually hearing this for the first time, like, you know, we have just two suspended lakes in the whole world. So the one at Colorado and the only one in Africa is actually at Adwa Awaye. So where the suspended lake is, that is at Adwa Awaye at the Isenyi Corridor of your state in Nigeria. You can as well go hiking at that destination. And you have to hike through 300 steps. It's actually about 300 steps. So like 300 steps will take you about I think 3/4 of the way up the mountain. Yeah, so I'm not, like I said earlier, I'm not saying you have just 300 steps or this mountain, but after the 300 step, after you lay your feet on the 300 step, the others are way easier compared to the one you've climbed before. So this is a great attraction, is a great destination for hikers who want to go hiking. So I actually advise you try Adwa Awaye Lake at the same corridor of your state. And the next hike trail on my list is Olumorok. I know a lot of people have actually visited this destination, even students. So not just youth, a lot of students, adults, a lot of people have actually visited Olumorok in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria. So I know when you visited, you know this historical rock holds a lot of cultural significance, and you know it has been in existence for thousands of years. So aside hiking there, you can also view attractions like the first church in Nigeria, the river, and the family house of Chibe MKO Abiola, that's Mashuka Shimawa Abiola of a blessed memory. So guys, if you want to go on hiking, you want to go hiking in Nigeria, I tell you, Olumorok is another perfect destination. And number three is, guess, Shewe Hills. This Shewe Hills is another scenic connection of a fascinating formation. Like, just imagine like small rock perfectly balanced on top of a big rock. Wow. Though, guys, getting to the peak might be a bit challenging, but to those that love challenging and overcoming it, but the highest point, which is like 6,000 feet above sea level, will reward you with a great aerial view of Chos. That is actually where Shewe Hills is in Plateau State. So I guess if you love to visit Chos and Plateau State, Shewe Hills is a perfect destination for you. And fourth on my list for this episode of the Situation Check podcast is Mount Party. I didn't mean party like P-A-R-T-Y. I mean party like P-A-T-T-I. So this hiking trail nestled in the city of Lokoja. And then climbing it is around 1,500 feet, I think. Yes. Yes, it's around 1,500 feet. So guys, hiking this Mount Patti, you will get to see Lord Lugard's rest place at the top of the hill. You will also you also have the view of the old city of Lokoja and the famous river. That's River Niger and River Benue. That's amazing. Wow. So, to cut it short, guys, finally, on my hiking trail for this episode
is...
Okay, so this according to the research I made, this heroes is actually over 800 years old, and is we pronounce it Idore, like this is one that Idon actually mean. So I didn't understand it. I think Idon, yes. So Idon actually mean wonder, like Idore. This is wonder. Come and see wonder. And it is located in Odo State, Nigeria. That's part of the southwest. And to get to the top of this hill, guys, tourists, if you are hiking it, if you're a tourist, you need to climb around 666 steps. So, I not tell you now. But I tell you guys, it's fascinating. You're going to enjoy your visit to that attraction. So, like with 5 resting points as well along the way. So I'm sure you won't be exhausted. Yes, you won't be exhausted. So now, when the urge to get out and move your body, like shake your body, stretch. Oh my God! Don't bemoan your settings, guys. Don't bemoan your settings. Just make the most of it by preparing well, boosting your efforts, and encourage others as I've encouraged you to join your fellowship. I mean, tourism fellowship. And if you're actually listening to this and would love to visit any of those attractions, or after listening to this, you're visiting any of those trails, guys, don't forget to send me pictures of cool things you find out during your hike. Yeah, so you can tag me on Instagram at Kiswa Online. The Kiswa is spelled at KISWAONLIN. You get that, please? Like KISWAONLIN. And I will be very glad to repost. Yep, guys, thank you for staying tuned to the Situation Check podcast. Now that I've given you 5, you remember when I started, I said I'll give you just 5. So there are a lot of hiking trails in Nigeria that you should visit, guys. But, and all of them, all of them are secure and safe to visit. Like all those 5 hike trails that I give you, they are very secure and safe. Forget about me promoting. I'm not promoting a bad destination for you. I'm actually promoting all these destinations because I know they are sound and they are secure and safe for you to visit. So don't be panicked. And now that I've given you 5 hiking trails you should visit, I think it's not a bad idea if you have few tips as well when going hiking. So there we are, guys. If you're actually new to hiking, or you're going hiking for the first time, say hi. So guys, here are a few things I think you should keep abreast at the back of your mind. The first thing is, whenever you're actually going on hiking, you need to consider the weather of the hike trail, like the destination you are going hiking on, the hill, the mountain. You need to consider the weather as yourself. Ask yourself this question, like, are you hiking in the forest, and is it actually 72 degrees out there? If you're hiking in the forest, then there is no need to go solo, for crying out loud. Yeah, if hiking in the forest is actually what you prefer, I don't think I see no need for you to go solo. Tell a friend, tell a colleague who also love or is who is also interested in hiking with you. Go with a friend so that you guys will have someone at least, you know, you're not alone in that forest, you understand? So another factor that you also need to consider as part of the guide I'm giving you out now is the environment, guys. Like, ask yourself, what's the environment? What's the security of the hike trail? Is the place secure? Be sure before you embark on that any kind of hiking. But mind you guys, all those hiking destinations that I listed, that I revealed to you, are secure and safe to explore, like I said earlier. So there is no need for you to panic. So another thing is also remember that you're not out there. Yeah, this is another thing. You're not out there to win a fashion show. Yeah. So just dress like an adventurer. You know, you don't know the kind of people in that environment. Don't dress lavishly so that they will think, ah, wow, this guy has a lot of cash, a lot of money on him. Dress like an adventurer, for crying out loud, guys. And guys, another guide that I would love to give you on this episode, another thing I think you should consider is budget, your budget. You need to consider your budget. Consider the location of your hike trail before you shop. So now, if you are actually new to hiking, I would advise you just wear whatever athletic wear you have. And wearing the right shoe is very, very important when going on hiking. And in fact, it's even advisable you invest in buying the right shoe rather than clothes if you actually intend to go hiking. And voila, there you are with the tips. And guys, like I said earlier, don't forget to tag me on Instagram with cool pictures of things you'll find out during your hike adventure. My Instagram handle is Kiswa Online. That's KISWAONLIN. And if you're actually outside the country, like you're outside Nigeria and you're a tourist, or those destination, actually the way you are listening, those destination actually fascinate you, and you would love to visit any of those destinations or all, of course, feel free please to send me an email to hello@kiswaonline.com. The hello is spelled at hello, yeah, hello@kiswaonline, that's kiswaonline.com, and I will gladly respond and package a very nice tailor-made tour specially for you. So guys, thank you. Those are the few tips I'll actually give for this episode. Yeah. So if you love me to give you more lists, more tips, let me know. Send me a mail, send me an email on WhatsApp, do the screen record or leave a voice or message on this podcast, or do a screen record and tag me on Instagram at Kiswa Online. And I, like I used to say, guys, about this podcast, about the Situation Check podcast, to scale up its growth, do want to sponsor it as well. Don't just listen, guys. Don't just listen. Share with your contact and on all your social media platforms as well. And like I used to say, don't just listen to this. You know, I always tell you, like, it's time to talk the walk. Yeah. You need to see for yourself with your own kuru eyes. Sign these attractions. I'm only bringing this to you to promote them to you so that we know that we have fascinating and attractive attractions, attractions, tourism destinations in Nigeria. Thank you for staying tuned, guys. Thank you. Love you. Remember, guys, I love collaborations too. So, tourism board, hotels and hospitality, airlines, top retail, and content creators can be come on board and join your girl. Support your guys and also celebrate African excellence.
but celebration of excellence.
So guys, when you hear that seed, be sure that we're now at the event segment of the Situation Check podcast. And today on this episode, the event on my list today is actually, it's not limited for females alone. Yeah, it's not limited to females alone. But it's beneficial to them more. So as long as you're a lady, women, whatever category, as long as they're a female, so this is beneficial for you. And the event is actually Golden Experience 2020, and that's coming up on the 21st to 23rd of November. And the theme is development of mice industry and inspiring women for better results. So women, females, this is for you. Take this bold step. It's time to forge ahead in that career. It's time to build that potential of yours. And this event is actually organized by Street of Gold Foundation. So if you're actually hearing, listening to this for the first time, and you're a female, it's actually not limited to female, like I said earlier. So if you would love to attend this event, you can contact the organizer on +233-262-260-697. I will see you there, guys.
Good for my fantasy. Shut up on me, tittery my butter. Baby, don't criticize me, tittery my butter. Diddy sugar boy, tittery my body. Baby, go sugar boy, my body. Oh Gina, my fantasy. Oh Gina, my fantasy. Oh Gina, papa.
So, to my wonderful listeners out there, I'm so glad to know that you are still there for me. You have been listening right from the onset of this show. Thank you. And remember to share this show. Don't listen to it alone. You need to share it to all your contacts, to on all your social media platforms. Share it to them, let them also enjoy it. And guys, like I used to say, remember to contact, to network, and to connect. Guys, it's very, very important. Until next week, when I will bring you another fantastic episode on the Situation Check